Just 20 years ago, it was common to see farmers or some young kids they hired cutting weeds out of soybean fields. It was a point of pride to have a clean field, nothing but the crop.
I am one of those older farmers that grew up with the idea that you shouldn't have a weed in the field.
Tom Guthrie farms nearly 800 acres in southwestern Michigan.
If you had a weed in the field, that was competition, and that was going to lessen the number of dollars that ended up on your bottom line. But we didn't at that time understand the relationship among all systems, and the weeds and the insects and so forth are part of those systems.
Guthrie says farmers are now beginning to understand that they can't just rely on chemical fertilizers and pesticides to replace nature, at least not without some harm to the environment. That's why he's been watching with some interest the research going on just a few miles from his farm. Michigan State University's Kellogg Biological Station is trying to find out whether farmers could benefit more from some of the things in nature. They already know that pollinators such as bees and butterflies, as well as microbes in the soil, are all needed to help crops grow well. But the researchers are learning that there are a lot more connections between the natural world and growing crops. Kay Gross is a plant ecologist at the biological station. She says researchers are finding crops grown near natural areas are helped in other ways.
Because those hedgerows, old fields, and woodlots often provide habitat for the beneficial insects that can serve as predators against pests in agricultural systems.
Gross says there are lots of examples. For instance, ladybugs, or what some people call ladybird beetles, eat aphids, a pest that damages soybeans. A wasp that lives along the edge of timber destroys the European corn borer, which is a major pest in cornfields. Without the natural areas where many of these bugs live, Gross says farmers have to rely more on chemical insecticides. Gross says weeds also can help. Low-growing ground cover can help retain nitrogen in the fields and help reduce soil erosion. Gross says the trick is to find the kinds of plants that will help farm crops, not compete with them.
I mean, ideally, you could come up with a crop rotation, tillage management system that would get only the best out of the weed community and not none of the negatives. That may not be possible.
Researchers say they're just beginning to understand the interrelationships between nature and growing food. Finding a balance that makes economic sense will take a lot more study. Phil Robertson is one of the project leaders at the Kellogg Biological Station. He says there might soon be a day when farmers leave a patch of weeds in the center of a field or leave strips of natural areas to take advantage of nature's resources.
At this point, it's too early to make specific recommendations other than the generalization that diversity at some level is likely to be very beneficial and will likely save producers money over the long haul. But as to how much diversity is needed, how much diversity is desirable, that question still awaits further information from studies such as the one being conducted here.
Robertson says, unfortunately, farmers might have hurt their prospects in recent years in an effort to become more productive. Many farmers cleared away fence rows and timber areas to make it easier to use much bigger tractors and implements. The idea was to get more crops planted and harvested to meet the demands of new world markets.
Well, it's very likely there has been a cost to removing those fence rows and removing that landscape complexity that we don't yet fully understand, but certainly we know that maintaining the diversity of the surrounding landscape will improve the ability of that landscape to help provide services to the cropping system.
Farmers who visit the biological station are intrigued. After a lifetime of viewing bugs and weeds as simply pests to kill, farmer Tom Guthrie says it'll probably be the next generation of farmers who actually turn back to nature, not the ones who've already spent a good portion of their lives hand-chopping and tilling weeds out of the fields. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.